Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Enrolled Agent Exam Success, the complete enrolled agent study guide master individuals, businesses, and representation for the IRSC is a test preparation guide for candidates pursuing enrolled agent status through the IRS Special Enrollment Examination. Written by Apex Academic Resources, it is organized around the three exam parts that define the SEE individual taxation, business taxation, and representation practice. And procedures. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical. It aims to help readers build exam-ready knowledge of tax rules, terminology, and IRS practice areas that are commonly tested. The book also appears to combine printed study material with digital practice support through an accompanying learning platform, which reflects the increasingly skills-based nature of professional exam prep in a category crowded with review courses and study manuals. This guide is positioned as a structured, comprehensive resource for readers who want one text that covers the full exam scope and reinforces the high-detail rules that matter most on test day. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Part 1 Framing of Individual Taxation Around Exam-Tested Tax Mechanics. The individual section is foundational because it introduces the kind of tax logic that supports much of the SEE, rather than treating personal taxation as a broad overview. The book focuses on the mechanics that matter on the exam filing status. Gross income, deductions, credits, and related eligibility rules. This matters because Part 1 is not just about definitions. It tests whether the candidate can apply tax rules to specific factual situations. A study guide built around this section has to emphasize distinctions that are easy to confuse, such as above-the-line versus itemized deductions or the conditions attached to common credits. The value of the book lies in its likely attempt to translate dense tax material into exam-relevant patterns. For an EA candidate, that means learning how the IRS structures individual tax questions and how numerical thresholds and phase-outs affect outcomes. This section is essential because it builds the base of knowledge that later parts of the exam assume, especially when representation questions touch on individual taxpayer issues. Secondly, business entity taxation as the exam's most technical and cumulative section. The business entity's coverage addresses the portion of the SEE that is often considered the most demanding because it brings together several separate tax regimes. The book's scope includes partnerships, corporations, trusts, estates, and exempt organizations, along with business-related changes and common operational rules such as depreciation and payroll tax concepts. This is important because business taxation on the EA exam requires more than memorizing entity types. It requires understanding how tax treatment changes based on the structure of the organization and the transactions it undertakes. A guide that handles this section well must help readers compare entities, track the tax consequences of formation and distributions, and recognize how income and expenses flow through or stay at the entity level. The practical challenge for candidates is that these rules are cumulative and interdependent, so weak understanding in one area can distort performance in another. This topic likely stands out in the book because it gives learners a broad but exam-centered map of business taxation, which is exactly where many test takers need the most reinforcement. Thirdly, representation, practice, and procedures as the bridge between tax law and IRS authority. The representation section shifts the exam from substantive tax rules to the professional conduct and procedural knowledge needed to work before the IRS. The book covers Circular 230, powers of attorney, collections, penalties, audits, appeals, e-file rules, and taxpayer data security, which are all central to how an enrolled agent operates in practice. This topic is distinct because it asks the reader to think like a representative, not just a tax preparer. Understanding representation means knowing what an EA can do, how authority is established, how deadlines and procedures function, and how ethical obligations shape client interactions. For exam purposes, this material often feels less calculation-heavy, but no less precise. Because procedural details are easy to miss and can determine whether a candidate selects the correct answer, a strong study guide helps organize these rules into usable categories, especially by linking ethical standards to practical cases such as audits or collection disputes. This section is important because it connects technical tax knowledge with the administrative realities of IRS practice. Fourthly, the numbers vault and the problem of memorizing changing tax thresholds. A notable feature of the book is the numbers vault, which appears designed to help readers retain the many monetary values that affect exam performance. In EA preparation, numbers are not a secondary detail. They shape phase-outs, contribution limits, mileage rates, penalties, and other thresholds that can change from year to year. This makes memorization a genuine study burden, especially in a test that expects accuracy under time pressure. The point of a numbers focus section is not simply to list facts, but to help candidates organize the figures in a way that supports retrieval during the exam. That is a meaningful advantage because many study resources focus heavily on conceptual explanations while leaving numerical recall to the learner. By highlighting inflation-adjusted or periodically revised amounts, the guide acknowledges one of the exam's most practical difficulties, the need to distinguish between stable tax principles and values that shift with current law. For candidates, this can reduce confusion, improve recall, and make the difference between knowing a rule in theory and applying it correctly in a time setting. Lastly, integrated practice through the APEX e-learning platform and PSI-style simulation. The digital access component is important because it moves the book beyond passive reading and into active exam rehearsal. According to the available description, the included platform supports PSI-style practice, domain-based drilling, and performance review by exam part. That matters because the SEE is not only a knowledge test, but also a timing and endurance test. A static study guide can explain rules, but it cannot fully train the candidate to manage question format, pacing, or weak area review. The platform therefore functions as the book's applied learning layer, helping readers identify where they are strong and where they need additional study. This is especially relevant for an exam divided into three separate parts, each with different emphasis and difficulty profiles. A reader preparing for the EA exam benefits from being able to move between reading, practice, and self-assessment without switching to a separate product. In a competitive prep market, this kind of integrated system is a practical differentiator because it aligns content study with test simulation, which is closer to how candidates actually need to prepare. In conclusion, this book is best suited for candidates preparing for the IRS Enrolled Agent exam, especially those who want a single, organized resource that follows the structure of the SEE closely. It should also be useful for tax professionals who already work with returns, but need a more exam-specific review of individual tax rules, business entities, and IRS representation procedures. Its main benefit is not just coverage, but coverage arranged around the actual test architecture, which helps readers study with a clearer sense of priority. The inclusion of a numbers-oriented memory aid and access to a practice platform also makes it more operational than many print-only guides. That combination distinguishes it from books that either explain tax law in a general way or overload the reader with disconnected practice questions. In practical terms, the guide offers a structured path through the parts of the exam that most candidates find hardest: detailed business taxation, procedural rules, and changing threshold values. As a result, it stands out as a focused preparation tool rather than a broad tax reference, which is exactly what most SEE candidates need. If you would like to support APEX Academic Resources, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.